Ministry leaders pray after a military coup in Thailand. A Christian relief group makes an educational charge in Sudan. And the gospel targets the techno-savvy in East Asia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Thailand's coup leader vows to return power under a replacement prime minister in 2 weeks. Book of Hope's Bob Hoskins is in Bangkok, Thailand for meetings on a new Godman DVD project for Southeast Asia. The area is calm, but in terms of a new political scene, there are some concerns.
The prime minister has been very sympathetic to Christians and Christianity, and there has been an openness during his time in leadership. So rather than getting into the political aspect of it, the spiritual leaders here feel that it's a spiritual warfare.
Hoskins says they'll continue their ministry plans, but confirms prayer is needed.
Our prayer here in the meetings today was, O Sovereign God, we know that you want to keep the door open for the flow of the gospel, so we ask that God will intervene and that whatever decisions are made will not interfere with the openness that we've all enjoyed here for the last 7 or 8 years.
Next, heavier-than-normal monsoon rains have destroyed more than 1 million homes in East India and has interrupted ministry there. The flooding hit the states of Andhra Pradesh, Orissa, and Tamil Nadu hardest. Don Chapman with Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan says they operate children's Bible clubs, church planter training, and literacy training countrywide.
A number of these areas where we are conducting these literacy programs have been affected by the rains and actually flooded the homes, destroyed some of the homes, and killed some livestock.
Chapman says they're not struggling to keep the program going.
Our struggle is being able to provide the opportunity to read to so many that are waiting. Right now, we actually have on our waiting list over 200,000 people who want to enroll in the program, but can't simply because we don't have the funds.
It only costs $30 per person for the year. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Education in Sudan stopped due to 2 decades of civil war. That means nearly a whole generation grew up illiterate. In response, Food for the Hungry's United Kingdom office launched a literacy program among the newer people. Through it, these people learn how to read by using the Bible as text. In many areas, the students are pastors, church leaders, and evangelists learning the basic skills that enable them to play key roles in the spiritual and physical development of their communities. Meanwhile, the International Bible Society is developing cutting-edge websites that will capture the attention of the tech-savvy youth in the Philippines, Thailand, and Indonesia. These sites will present God's Word, the person of Jesus Christ, and the whole of the gospel message to a potential audience of 500,000 East Asian youth. Pray for open hearts as IBS provides a forum where contemporary issues can be discussed in a format that's accessible, dynamic, and even interactive. And North America's largest student missions conference is still 3 months away, but early registration deadline is October 15th. We're talking about InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 06 Missions Convention, and it's being held in a new location, St. Louis, Missouri. Urbana's director, Jim Tebby, is expecting record attendance.
Well, come December 27th, we're hoping to have 25,000 people there, which is 25% more. That's 5,000 more than we've traditionally been able to hold in Champaign-Urbana. We're running up around 10,400, a little over 10,400 registrations right now, which is higher than we've ever been at this particular time.
The move to St. Louis has enabled them to offer more seminars, including an African Americans and Missions tract.
I don't think that a program like this has been put together in North America before. I don't think so. I think it's got some of the best names that are there. It's a fabulous program. It's been really well thought out.
You can register online. Just go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.